Baptism is a public confession of a person's allegiance to our Lord Jesus Christ. Yesterday, Pastor Chansky preached on a verse that Glenn clung to throughout his life, but especially during the final days of his life here with us on earth. That verse, Romans 10:8-10, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So Melanie stands before us tonight giving her personal confession of our Lord Jesus as her Savior and Lord, and to be baptized in obedience to the Lord's command. So Mel, could you bring your testimony before us?
Most of you know parts of my story. My childhood, broken by a father's abandonment and an ugly divorce. My teen years, darkened by depression and frequent suicide attempts, along with habits of self-harm. My young adult years, starting with a devastating dismissal from university, followed by a secret lifestyle of addictive sexual sin. But I don't want to emphasize my pain or my trials or even the sinful lifestyle I chose in the midst of them. I want to emphasize the hope and the healing that I found. I want to emphasize the fact that I surrendered my life in full abandonment to Jesus Christ. I want to proclaim that Jesus is Lord. I want to tell you about the change that happened in me when I stopped trying to manipulate him into fixing my life and taking away my pain, but instead started worshiping him for the King and the Savior that he is. This change started to form in the spring of 2015. There were people in my life who lovingly stepped in and pointed out the fact that I could not go on living the way I was. But by that time, I was so destructively chained to my addictions that I could not bring change about on my own. I reached out for help from some people I trusted, and together we decided that I should go to a Christ-centered residential treatment center called Vision of Hope. This was a last-ditch effort for me. I had become so frustrated with my life and the hole I had dug myself into. I wanted escape. I applied for this program and tried to convince myself that this was about going back to God, but I wanted healing for my own reasons. I wanted to get rid of the consequences of addiction so that I could go back to living my life my way. I entered the program on July 23rd, 2015. In the first few months, I fought stubbornly against all they tried to teach me. I already knew the Bible, and that's all they would give me. In counseling, sometimes I would stop my counselor as she was turning to a verse and tell her I already knew where she was going. I was bitter, I was stubborn, and I refused to find hope in what they were telling me. I still believed I was saved, though, because I knew all the right passages to take them to in order to prove that. The problem was that I acted in complete opposition to those passages. I decided that my experience and my emotions were more true than what I read in God's word. If I felt like God hated me, for example, then I accepted that as truth. I let my emotions rule me and govern how I interacted with God. After 3 months of this, I became so exhausted and hopeless. Vision of Hope wasn't helping me get rid of my pain and my struggling. It was making it worse. Going through the withdrawal of all my fake comforts left me drained and hopeless. I wanted to quit. After all, this had been my last chance at fixing my life. Now that it was failing, I was done. But God had different plans. God was in the process of humbling me and exposing my lies for what they were. I claimed to believe the Bible, but when my emotions or my experience told me different, I took their side. I claimed to trust Christ, but I didn't want to be anywhere near him. After all, wasn't he the one who had let so many painful things touch my life? I claimed to serve God, but it was only idols like control, comfort, and escape that I worshipped with a complete abandon. Well, as all these things started being exposed and I ran close to the edge of quitting, the true shepherd came and transformed my heart. I didn't suddenly know any more scripture. I didn't even suddenly see all the lies I had been believing. That would take time. What happened that day was a miraculous surrender, a heart of stone turning into a heart of flesh, unbelief turning into genuine childlike faith. The Holy Spirit exposed my lost condition and the fact that I was hopelessly clinging to the filthy rags of my own knowledge and performance to save me. He exposed the fact that I had never genuinely put my trust in him, but instead only ever trusted myself. I prayed for a complete overhaul of authority, for a new master, for Jesus to be my Lord. So long I had been a slave to my sin, a slave to my worthless idols. I had been on the throne of my heart. I wanted control over my life. But on that day, after years of stubborn striving, God captured my heart and I surrendered. He saved me. He became my Lord. You see, I had always made everything about finding solutions. I wanted God only if he was on the same plan as I was, only if he was going to solve my problems. When he allowed things I didn't agree with, I ran from him in anger and fear. It went something like this. A broken family, a dad who abandoned me. No, God, I don't want that. Dark depression, confusing emotions. No, God, I don't want that. Academic failure and humiliating dismissal. No, God, I don't want that. Then recently my faith was put to the test again. Cancer, death, loss. No, God, I don't want that. But what God had changed in me went deeper than my fear and my doubts this time. He had made me his child and filled me with his spirit. He had taught me to take his word as authority instead of treating my feelings or my experience as king. He had opened the floodgates of his mercy and taught me so much about his love in the midst of suffering, Psalm 34:18. He had called me to trust him with all my heart and not lean on my own understanding, Proverbs 3:5. He had promised that he was in control and that he was working all of this for his good purposes, Romans 8:28. He promised that he was there with me in the midst of the pain. He promised to strengthen me. He promised to help me, Isaiah 41:10. And because he really is my new master now, I can daily choose to follow him and believe his promises over any doubt and fear that tempts me away. And oh, what a relief it is to collapse in his arms instead of fighting against his hand. You see, having him as Lord goes hand in hand with having him as Savior. You cannot truly have one without the other. And salvation is not about knowing the right answers and praying the right prayer. It is about a relationship with a God who died to claim us as his own. A relationship with a shepherd who daily leads us his way, not our own. A relationship with a new master who has first place in everything. Salvation involves surrender. I have professed salvation for many years now and was baptized already when I was very young, at the age of 7. I even joined this church based on that prior testimony. But upon evaluation, it has become clear that I was not truly born again at that time. I did not genuinely know my sin or the Savior. The focused time I've had at Vision of Hope studying the scriptures has given me a clearer view of my own wicked heart and a better understanding of what it is to be washed by the blood of Christ and adopted into his family. I believe I came to genuine saving faith while in the program at Vision of Hope. This is my testimony. And in response to all of this, I would like to be baptized in obedience to God's command as a public profession of the repentance the Lord worked in me and the genuine relationship with him now evidenced in my life.
Amen. Amen. Blessed be our good shepherd, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that has brought you to himself. We rejoice. We rejoice. Amen.
God, from whom all blessings flow, praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
me ask you a few questions about the truths of God's Word that you embrace, and if you could answer, yes, I do, to these questions. Mel, do you believe in one true and living God who exists in three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe that He made all things out of nothing, and that He always upholds them in such a way that nothing comes to pass apart from His sovereign will?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe that left to yourself, you're a hell-deserving sinner, born in original sin and guilty of great personal sin?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe that you as a sinner are wholly incapable of doing anything good to merit God's favor, and that you have frequently broken His commandments in thought and word and in deed?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ, who was born of the Virgin Mary, is fully God, fully man, and therefore capable to provide an atoning sacrifice for your sins?
Yes, I do.
Do you by faith trust in and rest alone upon Jesus Christ, that His death, burial, and resurrection for your righteousness and salvation?
Yes, I do.
Do you with great grief and hatred of your sins turn from them and to God with full purpose and endeavor after new obedience and a holy life?
I do.
Do you embrace the holy scriptures of the Old and New Testaments as inspired by God, inerrant, authoritative, and therefore your only rule of faith and practice?
Yes, I do.
Do you take the people of God and the universal church and in this local church to be your people to whom you owe a solemn responsibility?
Yes, I do.
Do you resolve to live a life worthy of Christ and constrained by His love, to forsake the world and its lusts, and to seek His well done on the last day?
Yes, I do.
Amen. Well, Mel, on the basis of your good confession, both experientially that you've shared with us and doctrinally, which you've shared with us in professing this, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And may He who began a good work in you bring it to completion at the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.